From Big Finish Productions, Doctor Who, Short Trips, Volume 12, Salvage.
Can you hear me now?
It said, with a voice not much older than hers.
Is this Salvage? Please, I need your help.
You know there's a string in my back, and if you pull it, it says, Doctor, where are you going? We are going to the front of the train to introduce whoever's driving this thing to a slightly less pointless hobby, like competitive knitting or brand management. Because someone's steering a glorified metal tube through time and space, and I'd like to know why.
AWOL.
Doctor, I've already wasted a great deal of time.
Yes. Ah, that reminds me. I was curious as to how long it would take you to find me. What are you driving at, Brigadier?
What I'm driving at is perhaps it was foolish of me to place so much in the hands of such a butterfingered chap as you. My fault, really. I'm sorry to have troubled you. Now just wait a moment.
The Three Flames.
The voice was loud and abrasive, even over the grinding alarm. You need to get out of the ship. Do not use the door. Outside the broken viewer stood a humanoid figure with a mad spiral of silver hair. He waved his gangly arms in panic. Hey, didn't you hear me? Because there's no time to waste, and this is the quickest and remarkably safest route. We are on a schedule here. But why? What schedule are you keeping? And why would we have any part in it?
Identity check.
We're in the middle of one of the greatest engineering feats in the galaxy, said the Doctor. The Colossus River Diversion. I don't see any river. That's because it hasn't been diverted yet. A stone whacked the alien in the face, causing it to stagger backwards with a squeal of pain. Oi! Bellowed the Doctor. He strode towards the humans. For an instant, they hesitated. Then, seeing the fury in his face, scattered.
Table for two, dinner for one.
I'd walked past the building many times before, and not once noticed the tinted black windows or the big tacky neon sign that read Ristorante del Cosmo. I tried to get to my feet. The pain intensified and I slumped back into my seat. The darkness crept closer, erasing the restaurant. I forced my head up, desperate to see if anyone outside had noticed. The window was gone.
The Galois group.
We emerged in near blackness. The Doctor flailed forward, put his hand on a rafter thick with cobwebs, then cracked the back of his head on a slanted roof as he tried to waft them away. Gah! We're in an attic. Only, it's easy to say you understand. But just because you said it doesn't mean you mean it. And just because you meant it doesn't mean it's true. Sometimes you can't understand a thing till you experience it for yourself.
Big Finish, for the love of stories.